Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, the news this morning are about changes the GOP is making to the health care bill in the House, and particularly one that's going to benefit upstate New York. They're trying to get these votes, and we have at least reaction from John Faso this morning. And tell us about what's been going on.
Well, there's a lot of buzz about a possible amendment to the GOP health care plan. That's the American Health Care Act, being pushed by Paul Ryan and Republicans. It's specifically aimed to woo the votes of John Faso and Ali Stefanik, who is the North Country's Congress member, and some other Republicans across upstate New York, particularly Chris Collins of Erie County. Change would only affect upstate New York, and it would shift the burden of Medicaid off of local counties and fully onto the state, which now shares the cost of Medicaid with counties. And Governor Cuomo last night blasted this idea. He referred to rabid conservative zealotry on the part of Collins and Faso, and the Cuomo administration projects that this amendment could cost the state $2.3 billion. It had been introduced by Collins earlier, but it didn't get any traction till just now, and of course, it's because the GOP is scraping for votes across the country, and this vote that comes up today on the House floor will be dependent on votes from upstate New York Republicans, and that's why they've put in this special amendment to help upstate New York. So it's causing a lot of controversy. The governor says it's going to really hit the state bad at a time when the federal budget proposal is going to hit the state in a lot of other ways. So it is the big story today.
Well, since you referenced it, let's go there. The budget proposal will hit the state and other states around the country in many ways. Let's talk about two ways in New York: Meals on Wheels and transportation.
Well, a bunch of local officials from the Capital Region got together yesterday to underscore their concern that the federal budget proposals will really have a serious impact on the poor in the Capital Region and across upstate New York. And of course, that's because it will have an impact on programs like Meals on Wheels. It doesn't specifically eliminate Meals on Wheels funding. It just cuts the overall block grants by 18%, and it's going to leave local officials scrambling to pay for these programs. The executive director of the Montgomery County Office for the Aging, for example, said that it's just going to be devastating to that county. And they're banding together to raise public awareness that this budget contains a lot of bombs for upstate New York, including funding for expansion and maintenance of railroads and other public transportation, and some special runs that the Capital District Transportation Authority carries on. So a lot of concern about the federal budget today and about the American Health Care Act.
Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union. You can go to timesunion.com to find more or pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, we thank you as always.
Thank you, David.